You are walking in the areas of victory and deliverance in exactly at the same rate you are walking in dominion.
Today, Kenneth Copeland teaches how to take dominion over obstacles that might block your hope from becoming reality. And you'll hear the amazing story of a Hindu businessman who wanted to end his own life, but then received a brand new life with Jesus. Next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Go to the book of Hebrews with me. We're talking about faith here now. Hebrews chapter 11, the Hall of Fame. Verse 17, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. He had received that promise out there in that plain that night. He received what God said, walking in blood. Boy, it marked him. Man, I mean, it marked his whole being. He just see this thing. That's what God intended to do. He marked him by that covenant. He marked him when he said, look at the stars. You can count them, you can count your children. Glory to God. Now, stay with me. Look at this. Of whom it was said that in Isaac shall your seed be called. That's the promise. Accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. There is no evidence that God had raised anybody from the dead at that time. Now, he could have, but it's not. At least it isn't recorded where you and I know. So what? How come he had that kind of faith? Well, he meditated on it. He got to thinking. Well, if Isaac, if he's my seed, and I am the father of many nations. Now, you remember what Melchizedek said to him when he came up there with the bread and the wine? He said, blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. Well, of course God's possessor of heaven and earth. Everybody knows that. But he wasn't calling God possessor of heaven and earth. He said Abram of God, possessor of heaven and earth. Well, now here in the book of Romans, and that's substantiated. That did he become heir of the world through works or faith? Faith. So you see, he was talking to Abram being possessor of heaven and earth. Why? Because he is in joint covenant with Almighty God. Isn't that wonderful? But that's only half the story. That is the book of Hebrews you're in. Turn out back over to the first chapter. I've already preached me happy. Now we can just go whatever we want to do. God, who at sundry times and in different manner spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power. And we are his joint heir. Hello, possessor of heaven and earth. We have not, I say again, we have not paid anywhere near enough attention to the fact that God gave us dominion. And you are walking in deliverance. You are walking in areas of your life. You are walking in the areas of victory and deliverance in exactly at the same rate you are walking in dominion. If you're still trying and crying and trying to get God to get the devil off of you, sweetheart, you got a long cry coming because it ain't going to happen. The Apostle Paul went to him 3 times. But God didn't tell him no. He didn't say, my grace is not sufficient. Some people have the idea they told him, no, you got to keep the devil. At what time did God ever say, now, you know, a devil's a good thing. Now, you really need to keep this demon. Well, after all, Brother Copeland, you know, that thorn in the flesh was that was given to him to keep him from getting into pride. Really? A devil is going to keep somebody from getting into pride?
I think so.
If you think that, you'll send a dog to guard the meat. No, that ain't going to work. Well, what happened? God had already given him revelation. He said, because of the abundance of the revelation, do it yourself. My grace is sufficient. You get him all. He had given this man revelation of dominion over principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world and wicked spirits in heavenly places. This is the man that he gave revelation of the full armor of God. There was no revelation of the devil in the old covenant. There were words spoken there, but there was no revelation of who he was and how he functioned and how he operated and the fact that he was the God of this world. You hear people say all the time, well, you know, God is in control. Well, now, wait a minute. In control of what? Well, he's in control of everything. Well, he sure does have it fouled up. No. Satan is the God of this world. And he is controlling all of it that the church allows him to control. God is in control of the church. And most of the church is not obeying him because they're not walking by faith. Walking by sight. And if you're walking by sight, then you are walking in Thomas's faith. He said, let's turn over there and look at that. Turn over there with me. Before you do, there's something else. We'll go there in just a moment. Accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Now, what does that mean? He was looking at the unseen. He's looking at the unseen in the light of this covenant he has with God. And he meditated on this thing. He thought about this thing. He's doing the same thing that he did when he became fully persuaded that he and Sarah were going to have this boy in the first place. He's meditating on it. He's talking about it. He's thinking about it. He's talking to God about it. He's raising his son to know this. You have to remember that boy was just about grown. And in full faith, Isaac got up on that pile of wood. Amen. So what's happening here? hope. Hope is happening. Real Bible hope. Hebrews 11, 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. To hope doesn't mean to wish. That's the way the world uses it. Well, I sure hope so, Brother Copeland. No, that's just some old wishing. Won't do anything. Real Bible hope gets into expectancy. Yes. Trust and expectancy. Amen. Let me give you an example of this. In the book of Isaiah, and this will help you the way it helped me. I use it all the time. I gave God my word that not all that long ago, that I gave him my word that I would get my spirit in top spiritual condition, that I would get my soul in top soul condition, and that I would get my body in top physical condition. Amen.
Amen.
Now, and I use this scripture right here in Isaiah chapter 40 before I get on the treadmill. And I read this, verse 29, he gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, they shall run and not be weary, they'll walk and not faint. Now this word translated wait literally means to hope, to expect, and to trust. Do you notice it doesn't mention faith? Faith is the substance of this. You don't put faith with it. You can just stand there and wait. I guarantee you won't get on the treadmill. You'll wait till tomorrow. All right. But they that hope and expect and trust upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Now, I hope and I trust and I expect to have this kind of strength. How can I ever hope to do that? I'll be 79 years old here in just a few days. Now, how can I expect to do that? How can I expect to get on there and do that at my age? Well, first of all, you take the Lord at his word, and you go to Genesis 6:3 that says the days of man shall be 120 years. And if you do some studying on it, particularly if you look at the New Living, it says that should be his normal lifespan.
Amen.
And so I committed to that. And you're going to have to believe this. I hope to. Yes, I do. I expect to. Yes, I do. I trust him to do this. Yes, I do. I have faith in God on this. I release my faith in you, sir, and I say it. Now, faith is released in two places, by saying it and by corresponding action. So I say it. In the name of Jesus, I take this renewing of my strength. I rise up like an eagle. I run and not be weary. I walk and not faint. Now there's one more step. And turn that rascal on. Amen. And then just start shouting in tongues as loud as you can. Amen. And absolutely not going to quit. I'm not going to quit in the name of Jesus. Well, now, you just keep meditating on that. You keep meditating on that. You keep your eyes on that scripture, and you keep your eyes on it, and you keep your eyes on it, and you're dragging in there, you know, putting his shoes on and all that. But you keep talking this. You keep talking this. And Gloria comes in. You call her in there and say, come on, get on this thing with this. Boy, I mean, listen, let me tell you what. One of the problems I have is staying up with her. She gets on that EFX, and I mean, son, she gets after it. Praise God. Yeah. I said, Gloria, come on here. Stand in this with me. Amen. So you keep meditating on it. After a while, what happens? Substance starts coming. What is it? Faith. Faith cometh. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. The more you say it, the more you hear it. But it comes primarily from hearing faith words preached.
Yes.
Now, I say this as kindly as I can. But, sweetheart, you're going to have to get where they preach faith. You're going to have to get away from that. Well, you just never know. You just never know. You just never know. Yeah, you do. Why, Brother Copeland, you don't never know what God's going to do. Oh, yeah, I know exactly what he'd do. I have this book. And in this book, he says exactly what he'll do, exactly what he won't do. And he's put in that book exactly for what I'm to do and do what he says I'm to do. And then he'll do exactly what he said he'll do. Let's get on the treadmill. You deal with your diet the same way. You don't go around all the time saying, I just hate this stuff. I just don't like it. No. That is if you desire to be healthy. There's a difference between being healthy and just tired of being sick. Being healthy takes some effort. You have to change some things. It's just a whole lot better to not get sick in the first place. Live and walk in divine health. Believe God for your healing. It makes you a whole lot harder to bring down. I can tell you that. Something does attach itself to you. You just stomp it and just go right on about your business.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now then, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. So he'd already seen it. He'd already seen him raised from the dead. He'd already seen him come up out of those ashes. He'd put some time on this. He spent some time with this. There was some time spent in the household of the woman with the issue of blood before she pulled herself out there in that street. She spent some time on this. She heard about Jesus. She'd heard about what he did. She heard about what he preached. She heard about him. And she heard about it. And then she got to thinking, well, you know what? I'm telling you, you know, if he healed those other people, he'd heal me.
Right.
Just think about that. You know, I could be healed here. Yeah. What's happening? Substance is happening.
Yeah.
Substance of faith. God heard us saying it. She began to say it. If I but touch his clothes, if I but touch his clothes, you know, if I just touch his clothes, I know I'll be healed if I just touch his clothes. Well, after a while, if I just touch his clothes, man, I'm going to have to get in the street because that's where he is. And probably 7 days before, she wouldn't even thought about getting out there because it's illegal for her to be in the street. But after a while, faith came. Hope filled with substance. And got her up and got her in the street, and she crawled out and walked back. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There's things happening right now all over the earth that are startling to people's minds, startling to their very physical being. They never dreamed things like this could take place, but they're happening. And I'll tell you this, saith the Lord. There are people in other religions. There are people in the other religions of the world that are hungry for me. They just don't know where to find me. And they're looking where they've been taught. They're looking where they've seen before. But I'll do signs and wonders in their midst, and I'll let them know that it's me. So you be ready all the time. I'll call you to lay hands on somebody that's in some other strange kind of religion. Don't have any fear about it. Don't have any fear of being rejected. If you do get rejected, wear it as a badge of honor, because they rejected me too, saith the Lord. The big thing is to step out. The big thing is to obey, because in this lies the secret to success in all the other avenues of your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I was born into the priestly family.
Anjanatha Jayaraman was born into the Brahmin priesthood in Mumbai, India. The Brahmin priesthood is the highest priestly caste in Hinduism. Anjanatha, also known as Jay, got a business-based education in accounting and easily found entry-level management work. Priestly duties and working in the accounting department at a local business consumed Jay's life until a special someone caught his eye.
When we met each other, both of us were not saved.
To me, he was a fervent Hindu, and I was a fervent Catholic. And so I thought, you know, I can change him. Then he proposed to me, and when he proposed to me, he said...